Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this July the 6th on the West Coast, and now July the 7th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. Well, 7-7, it's the anniversary of the London bombings, the train bombings and the bus bombings, that Tavistock event where they actually had the audacity to drive a bus right in front of the Tavistock Institute for Human Studies, otherwise known as mind control and propaganda, and blow up a bus so they could watch it. I mean, it's rather perverse, if you ask me. I'm not recalling exactly how many people were killed on that day. One is too many. Again, this was an event blamed on Al-Qaeda, and it smacks totally of this international conspiracy to create this bogeyman that creates fear throughout the planet. And people are waking up to it. I've had a very, very busy day, but a very, very productive day, probably one of the most productive days I've had since I've been a researcher. And, you know, there's this saying that when you turn on the lights, the cockroaches hide. They run to hide. They run under the bed or under the baseboards or underneath the door or into a closet, inside a shoe, wherever they can hide from the light. They don't want to be seen. And we have something actually. I'm putting down cockroaches, comparing them to those that are running this planet at this time, because they run when you hide and hide when you turn on the lights. I've got some really interesting things that I've been able to incorporate into my recent article. I had hoped to have this article done over a week ago, the part 7 of the Three Stooges Go to Washington. And of course, part 7 is the what I hope is the final synopsis of the usurper in the White House. And I'm bringing some really, really mind-blowing facts forward. And I went about on a very innocent fact-finding mission very early this morning, and I retraced some of my former steps. You know, there's a good reason why I call this radio show Evident Footprints. And what I did is I followed backwards some of the footprints that were already examined, and wouldn't you know, the cockroaches left evidence that they were there. I guess you could call it cockroach dung. I found little morsels of obfuscation, attempts to take information that I have published in articles and hide it by republishing it or totally taking it off the internet. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. But As fate would have it, I was certainly diligent in backing up files, making sure that I can show you what I've discovered, despite the fact it's been taken off the internet. I think it's absolutely fantastic, and if I had a bottle of champagne to share with all the listening audience, I would pop the cork and pour each of you a glass. Or apple juice, whatever your pleasure. Anyway, so I want to encourage people that the truth is getting someplace. These people are making mistakes. They're actually helping us with the mistakes that they're making. And they're so arrogant and brazen and incompetent in how they do it I can say that. I can say it. I can come out and say it, and it's not going to have any impact to impede the work I'm doing and the work that many other fine researchers out there are doing. Quick announcement before we bring on tonight's guest. I will be appearing on the Jeff Rentz Show tomorrow evening, 8 to 9 Pacific Standard Time. So if you're not listening to BBS and you want to hear some of what I'm going to share with Jeff on tomorrow night's show, you don't want to miss that. It's only going to be an hour, but it's going to be power-packed. And I'm looking forward to it. It's been over a year since I've been on with Jeff, and we have a lot to share. So, 8 p.m. tomorrow, and he is heard. You can go to Rentz.com and just click on the listen button for his show. You can download the proper player for your computer, or he's got a Jeff Rentz stream on the GCN site. But I know the easiest way, just go to Rentz, R-E-N-S-E.com, click on his player, and if you own a Macintosh, by the way, just click on the Winamp, and it'll when you double click it after downloading it, it'll open up an iTunes stream for you. Very, very simple to operate. And we can do the same types of things here on BBS Radio, too. So let your friends know that when you tune into Station 1 and listen to any of the shows on Station 1, there are players available for you to click on to listen with your favorite media player. And you don't necessarily have to stop doing research or work or whatever you're doing while you're listening to the show. Special thanks go out to a lot of people who have been helping me with some things behind the scenes. We are not just reporting things on the show. We are working diligently, constantly monitoring false flag events. And I want to throw some dates out for people to pay attention to. This is being broadcast around the world by many talk show hosts I know. We have learned the game that the Illuminati play, and they like their dates, today being one of those dates, of course, historically. We're paying close attention to the 11th, but you may want to start watching the next couple of days very closely. Watch for very strange events that would have an impact on turning people against each other. We mustn't allow that to happen. And as the next day or so unfolds, I'll share more with you. Just keep that in mind, that their process for taking over the world is to divide and conquer, and we mustn't allow that to happen. You all know what you have to do in that area. Tonight's guest is a frequent guest on Evident Footprints, and we were unable to get him on the show prior to the 4th of July weekend, and we're going to sort of extend the concept of Independence Day and talk about that in the context of what's going on and in the context of the misinterpretation or the misunderstanding of our constitutional republic and the fact that we do have rights and they're being violated by criminals right now, and we're going to get into that. Our guest is, let's say, a health consultant. He is also a chemist, an herbalist, and a great historian, and including a musician, and he's my good friend, Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Don. Thank you, sir, for inviting me. Great to be back with you, pal.
Well, it's nice to have you back. You got to hear my intro. Any thoughts before we dive into our topic tonight?
Well, I think, Don, it's a good setup for the topic tonight because it brings us right back to good old Britain with the good old Queenie there trying to rule the world.
Yeah, that's if you exclude Cynthia McKinney's captors, you know.
Yes, but they're all, of course, in league.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a point that we bring out every night, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. It's a cabal, But no question about it, the Queenie's one of the heads, you know, at the very top of that pyramid there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and well, it's been the British Crown, hasn't it? And the City of London, the international banksters.
They never let us alone since the birth of this country.
Yes, yes. Now, Michael, on the 4th, or let's say the weekend of the 4th, I actually had Jim Murray, my regular Friday night guest, with me, and we sort of did an Independence Day show, and we talked about the concept of independence and really looking at this dichotomy that we're always presented, and it really makes no sense. And I referred to the fact that, you know, we're told we're free here in this country. First of all, we're told we're free. At the same time, we invade other countries under the auspice of creating or promoting democracy is what they like to say.
We're going to free all of the countries we've invaded, yes.
Yeah, and yet then when you look at this freedom that we have, is it really freedom at all? And I pose that question, and we did a rather lengthy and heavy show. And so, you know, we can start off with why we should expect to have freedom without them telling us. I mean, we know that we have a constitution. And I'd like to get your thoughts and ideas on where we are with that and what's going on.
Well, Don, the Constitution is such a powerful document. These representatives we have today refuse to even acknowledge it, don't they? Only unless it suits their purposes, then they mention it. But definitely, aside from that, they avoid it, they neglect it, they ignore it as if it doesn't exist. But it is the most powerful document that I think has maybe ever been presented on this planet regarding the governing of a nation. And the freedoms that are divinely granted all of its citizens, its natural inhabitants, is something that never existed before, and they're very envious of that, and they actually despise it. Of course, it's always interesting when we invade another country under the guise to free them. That they're going to make them a democracy. And it's like, hey, why don't you give them our constitutional republic form of government if you're really intending on freeing them? And so, of course, it's all a sham, a big lie, as always. They're not freeing anybody. They're maybe just freeing them from life as they wipe them all out. But they're not freeing them as far as their lifestyle goes in that country. They're just enslaving them more and more, as they're doing to us.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I think this is a good point to sort of draw an analogy that touches home, and also describes this process that you just so eloquently described. We had 9/11, okay, and we know from the document which was created by the Project for a New American Century called Rebuilding America's Defenses. This document, which came out around 1999, was written by a group of politicians, former or future cabinet members, and these journalists from some of the mainstream sort of right-wing magazines, they call themselves right-wing, but that's just a term. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's the right wing or the left wing. If it's if their wings attached to a demon, they're part of the demon.
Yes.
But they perpetrated 9/11. This was described, and it was also described that we're going to go into the Middle East and attack countries and develop this war on terror, okay? Now, it was right in our faces, and we've been reporting this particular document, that it shows clearly that who was behind 9/11, okay? We could get into arguing about, was Israel involved? Were the Mossad involved? I think Dr. Qasem Khalil pointed it out quite succinctly that, yes, they were involved, and no, there were no Arab hijackers, that he had located at least 10 of them in the Middle East. Now, the other ones he didn't locate, that didn't mean they died in those plane crashes, nor were they on the planes. Okay? It came out recently, I discovered this, someone else had found this, and through my research, I found that flights 11 and 77 hadn't been flown since December of 2008, and possibly as long as 18 months, that the flights were actually taken off of the itineraries at American Airlines. Isn't it interesting that those two flights were revived, at least in name, on 9/11? Now, we went, first of all, they blamed Osama bin Laden for doing this, okay, which was another lie. They then, that night, they showed explosions, the very night of 9/11, 2001, they showed explosions in Afghanistan. And it was on the nightly news. You can see this on the internet if you Google 9/11 ABC News. You can see that. And I think NBC News had it as well. Now, this is right in our face that they're doing this, okay? Now, yeah. They call this spreading democracy. What would be, you know, the pretext for attacking Afghanistan was because that was where Osama bin Laden was hiding. That's what they said, okay? Now, how would they know this? And how would they not be able to catch him? Right? Yes. Well, we determined he died in December of 2001. Then they decided that they had to attack Iraq. And the pretext for that was, number one, that Saddam Hussein had aided and trained terrorists. You remember them saying that? Then yes. They came out with the story about Saddam Hussein had tried to buy radioactive, I think it was either uranium or plutonium from Niger. You remember that? Okay.
Uranium from Africa.
Yes. Okay. So all of a sudden now they're basically covering the whole planet, that this is this big, huge plot. And they go in to attack Saddam Hussein and they kill millions of people, spreading their democracy. They're killing millions of people, men, women, and children. Okay. Who were living peacefully up until that point, okay? And
that's
this is
right.
The second such invasion in less than, well, it was a little more than 10 years. Actually, as far as starting points, I think the first Gulf War, what they called Operation Desert Shield that George H.W. Bush launched, he did that by provoking Saddam Hussein to attack Kuwait and take over the oil fields. He did it. He was his buddy. They were business partners.
Yes.
Now, they go in there and they rob the banks, they murder the people, they call this democracy, and they fail to tell everyone the real reason why they had to go into Iraq. That was because of some very ancient technology, very advanced ancient technology that Saddam Hussein had discovered. And if you remember, Germany and France were very reticent about going into the war, getting involved in the war. It was because they were owed lots of money for digging underground facilities for Saddam. Some of it related to what he had discovered. They were fearful that Saddam had discovered something that would allow him to take over the world. That's how important this technology, this ancient technology that he discovered was. So there's a lot behind the scenes. Now, they not only robbed the banks, they took over all the oil fields.
Sure.
Still murdering people as we speak. And they're doing the same thing in Afghanistan. Okay, so the reason I'm pointing all of this out is this is the image internationally that our country has. This is what our country, our government, is doing.
Yes.
We're held, as citizens of this country, we're held responsible by the international community.
Absolutely.
They know their government is evil. They know most governments are evil. They can't imagine why our people aren't doing up anything about it and standing up to this tyranny. And
no,
I wanted to set up your talk with this, okay? Because this drives home what's happening today in terms of the documents that you're going to discuss.
Yes, sir, Don, it does. And what's very sad about that commentary is that it just proves that we are aggressors. We, Americans, the most peaceful people on the planet, are the modern aggressors, sticking our guns in other people's faces, blowing their heads off over the supposed purpose of freeing them, and all the civilian lives that we've killed, aside from the loss of life of our own men and women being used as cannon fodder by these globalists, these corporate globalists, also the civilians. I mean, we have to come to terms with what we're doing here, people, because like Don just said, we are held responsible. It's us. We can't blame it on our government all by themselves. We are allowing them to operate like that, out of control maniacs. And it's totally the antithesis of what the Founding Fathers intended for us. We were never designed as a country to be aggressors. We were only going to be defensive. With militias, you don't attack anybody abroad. You only defend your land at home. And now here we are all around the globe forcing the will of these globalists. Of course, it's not our will, but the globalists' will on all these other nations, on these civilians, so that they fall into their hands as ripe fruit for the picking.
Mm-hmm.
And all to serve the United Nations agenda of this one world government system. And the founding, which is totally un-American, that also is the total antithesis of the United States of America as a constitutional republic, where we, the people, are the government, and we elect representatives to go to our capitals and represent us, which is supporting every right and freedom granted by the Constitution. That's all they're supposed to do for us. They're not supposed to go there and keep creating all these other laws and stuff. That's ridiculous. That's not their job. Why are they creating all these laws that have nothing to do with our Constitution at all, by the way? In fact, they all contradict our own constitutional laws.
Yeah.
And so the American people have to snap out of this sleeping state they're in and realize that we are held responsible for all of this. If we don't take our representatives out to the woodshed and teach them a good lesson about what happens when the servant tries to destroy the master, because we are the master, we're the sovereign. Those representatives aren't the sovereigns. They're not the kings or queens. We are. They work for us. And if they get out of line, it's our duty to quickly hold them accountable.
Yes. Now, while you were saying that, I looked up the word democracy, paying attention to what you're saying, by the way. And you're not going to believe the sentence they use with the definition. If I may so read this to you, I think you're going to find this rather enlightening, including the remarks that I made, okay? Democracy, a noun. A democracy, this is the representative sentence. A democracy in Iraq is quite unlikely for now or any time soon. Look at the propaganda in that definition, or, you know, in the sentence, using the...
Sure.
But I had no idea I was going to find this when I put this word in my search engine. Now, the definition of a democracy, according to this dictionary, is representative government, elective government, self-government, government by the people, republic. Actually, it's not a republic.
This definition is...
Oh, yeah, but listen to this. There's two more words. Commonwealth. Oh, that's a farce.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and the antonym. Now, I think this best describes democracy, the antonym. Dictatorship.
There you go.
Isn't this amazing? And I love doing this on shows, Michael.
How do you get from those first two, three sentences to the last one where it says dictatorship?
Yeah.
If a democracy is the people governing themselves and so forth, how do you get a dictatorship from that?
Well, they're saying antonym, but what I'm saying is what we have.
Oh, okay, I got you.
By describing what's going on, and we do this every night in this country, we have a dictatorship.
Sure we do.
They're not following the Constitution.
That's what a democracy ends up as, a dictatorship, tyranny.
Yeah. Either that or we're one big church and we have a Messiah leading us.
Well, they're going to try to make us, they're going to try to convince us, Don, that that's what we have now.
Well, that ain't ever going to happen.
God willing,
guaranteed. Yeah, so I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just thought that was pertinent because there you hear what they call democracy, but it's none of these things.
Sounds like a definition from Wikipedia, a government-controlled asset, which is redefining terms for us, so, again, we get duped into believing all this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
They never mention constitutional republic. They never do, because they're so afraid of that, because they'll lose all the power. It's like the Wizard of Oz. All of a sudden, the curtain's getting pulled back, and all you see is a little dwarf with that's nothing.
Now, can you imagine what would happen to the people in these countries, Michael, if our leaders were spewing this pabulum that we're over there spreading communism?
Right.
can you imagine what would be happening?
Exactly right, Don, which is exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, there's no difference between the two, is there?
Nope, the results are the same, so therefore if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, you got a duck.
Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd point that out because therein lies the lie, really.
Yes, yes.
I used the word lie in a sentence twice, sorry.
Well, that's what they've done. They're liars. They're blatant liars. They do it for a living. My God, do they ever tell the truth? That's the big question. And the old joke goes, how do you know when a politician's lying? Well, their lips are moving.
Yeah, I've heard it before, but it's always funny.
It is. It's so true. And thank God we're not politicians and never will be. But I would love the opportunity to serve my country and to bring the government back into the hands of the people. I would love that opportunity. You know, ever since the dawn of history, as far back as we can look, there's always been a major struggle for freedom in a country for a people. It just doesn't last. And when it did exist, it wasn't very often, and it wouldn't last very long. There were always these forces that seemed hell-bent on extinguishing any kind of light that might be manifesting somewhere on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it took all the way up to modern times, 1700s, for a group of very elite individuals, which is amazing when you look back and you study it all, how they all were born into the same time frame. It's just beyond coincidence, of course. And these men and women struggled to create freedom, individual freedoms for themselves so that they could pursue life, liberty, and happiness to some degree. And ever since they managed to pull that off, it's been a struggle again. These forces of darkness, hell-bent on extinguishing that light in any manner they can. So, Don, like you said at the beginning, they have to divide us in order to pull that off. They will constantly create structures so that you're either a right wing or a left wing, or you're pro this or anti that. Instead of just saying, hey, I'm an American, and I do what's right. And if it's not right, I won't have anything to do with it, and I will not tolerate it either. And if we all just use that as our platform for living in this country, we're all going to get along very well. But they don't want that, so they got to keep us divided, racial divisions, any way they can, economic divisions, he's rich, he's poor, oh, he's jealous because he's rich. Or whatever kind of structure they can create to keep us off balance so they can constantly manipulate us, and while they manipulate us, they're actually destroying us incrementally.
Yes, there's no doubt about what's happening. Now, some people are resigned to the at least the impression, I'm not saying the fact, but they've concluded that there's nothing left to fight for, that it's a lost cause. Right. And there are many, many more that aren't even aware of what's going on. They have not an inkling of what's going on. And then there are others that are out there day and night doing whatever they can to deal with this psychopathy that's not just taking over this country, but the planet. Mm-hmm. And they're waiting for this country to fall. Because the country was built up on economics, one concludes that if the economic structure fails, that the country itself will fail. That's not necessarily the case.
That's right.
We've identified this problem as spiritual warfare. And in a sense, those safeguards were put into the Constitution, weren't they?
Absolutely. Yes, Don, 100% right. We have everything at within our means to ensure the perpetuity of this country, the continuity of the Constitutional Republic. It's only laziness and apathy that would allow it all to just stop and fall apart and allow these traitors and foreign agents to actually get away with the ceasing of our Constitutional Republic. It would only happen if we allow it. We have everything at our disposal, but when you do talk to a lot of people that are aware and they're losing hope because it looks like the deck is stacked up against us. It looks like these dark clouds that are enveloping us are getting thicker and heavier and darker, and the light just may never break through ever again. But it's not true at all. We have at our disposal, since it is a spiritual war, ultimately, that's all it is, we have at our disposal the ultimate spiritual power,
mm-hmm.
the good Lord himself, who protected the founding fathers, created supernatural events to protect them, and that's all well documented, even in the War of 1812, even the Civil War. The Civil War was full of supernatural activity, and they all knew it. They all thought they were, the South and the North, all believing they're fighting for God's side of things in the affair. But when the supernatural events occur, they all recognize that they weren't dumb. They knew this is God working here, and they acknowledged that. And that's why, ultimately, this country was healed after that Civil War. I mean, it took a long time, and there may still be some wounds. But nonetheless, it really healed up dramatically, considering how devastating that Civil War was to this country.
Yeah,
it really was devastating.
You know, a lot of the soldiers, you had brothers killing brothers, fathers killing sons on both sides.
And friends.
Oh, yeah. And they were not really aware of the real cause of the war, who was behind it, who was profiting from it, you see. And it's been the same thing with every war.
Just like today. You got it.
It hasn't changed. We haven't learned anything from this. This is probably the most troubling aspect of this.
I agree.
And it is
the most troubling.
Yeah.
Because we pride ourselves on being so smart. We're Americans. We're the smartest. Well, then, how come you don't know your history? How come you're stepping into the same traps laid out by our enemy that previous generations fell and stepped into?
Yeah.
We should be smarter than that.
You're not, or let's put it this way, you're only as smart as you're not mind-controlled. That's
absolutely
about it.
Absolutely, Don. No question about it. And but to not be under any kind of mind control means that you as an individual have volition. You have your own identity. You have your own will. You have your own dreams, desires, and goals. And that's what motivates you 24/7, 365. And when you're operating in that mode, guess what? You can't be mind controlled. You can't be hypnotized. That's a scientific fact.
Yeah, you have to be aware enough to know what are your aspirations and those of another imposed upon you. I think that's key, you know, and that's why the sheeple are asleep.
Sure, and that's why they fall into a hypnotized trance where we don't, and that's what it takes, and everybody should have that in this country. Now, granted, that's not how life is, unfortunately, and some people are like the rapid, fast-moving electrons that are called valence and electrons in atomic physics, but nonetheless, or chemistry as well, but nonetheless, at this point in time, every American, for the most part, should all know what we're talking about. They should relate to all of this. They should all be strong individuals pursuing their dreams or goals, desires, aspirations, and be very, very resilient to any kind of external manipulation, whether it's mental or physical. And sadly, we've allowed ourselves to be duped and fallen back to sleep by becoming self-absorbed. Just me, thinking about me all the time, watching the boob tube. I mean, it's hilarious. I never watch it, very little. And when I do, most of the time I'm watching a movie, entertainment, something that I want to watch for educational purposes, History Channel, Monster Quest, whatever it is, or a good movie. Otherwise, I'll never watch that stupid thing. But once in a blue moon, I will watch it, Don, to observe their tricks. How
tactics,
they control
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And my God, it is disgusting how they, it's a, instead of a bread and circus, it's a media circus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, currently, you know, here's what's interesting. Let's take a current event, and although this is somewhat a distasteful event, the passing of Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Who give the hoot about Michael Jackson
here.
2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, or a month ago, or 6 months ago, all the way up until, you know, it was announced that he had moved to the United Arab Emirates. You remember that? Right after he was acquitted of child molestation charges?
Left town pretty quick.
Yeah. And you have these compelling stories. Now, he was acquitted of these charges, and he made out-of-court settlements with some of the victims, giving them as much as $25 million.
Lots of money.
Excuse me. I'm not guilty, but here's $25 million.
Right.
Now go away. Okay? And you're talking about somebody. I saw a magazine spread of some pictures of him when he was around 8 years old, and then few years later, and as you know, as he's moving through his teens and his early 20s, and every year, every 2 years, there was a totally different transformation in his appearance. I don't mean how he looked, like, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror today and you're feeling good, and you have a glow, a brightness to you, and then you see yourself on a bad day, and your eyes may look droopy or puffy, or your skin can look pallow. It's not every person, but these are things that you see when you're not feeling well. Okay,
oh, yeah, we all go through that. Whether we're feeling good or bad, we look accordingly.
Yeah, and it was just progressively more monster-like as he went along.
Alien.
Even alien. Okay. Even non-human.
Sure.
And I had six people that were looking at this piece, showing it to me in this magazine, and they all remarked that there was something evil in his eyes. There was one particular picture that they saw as evil. Now, he really looked evil in the end. I mean, if you compared him to who he was, and even compared the whole persona to who he was when he was 8 years old, it's a completely different transformation. Musically speaking, I can look at that and I can tell you it's not the same person. Mm-hmm. It's not the same technique. Now, now we could spend a lot of time on this, but I want to just move to the point that I was going to make. They've got everybody's attention focused on this now for 11 days, okay? And eventually you've got people buying tickets to the memorial service.
They're up to $100,000.
Yeah. You look at where people have put their values and what they value and what they put their attention on. Is it any doubt how many people are mind controlled and how this is a beta test for something, in the near future? This is a test. They don't do these things for nothing. There's a lot of study and a lot of planning going into how this whole thing is orchestrated. You would even have to look at the death with an outside the box approach. And there's been a rash of deaths recently, especially with the celebrities. Now, that causes people to lose hope, you see, because they've been brainwashed to be idol worshippers. So when their idols start dropping like flies, now, what is going on? The government, the health system, people don't think that they're taking all these medications and it's killing them. They don't see the writing on the wall. And they're getting ready to do that to us. They're getting ready to do this thing with the bird flu where the first shot's basically going to shut down your immune system. The second shot is going to be virus-laden, sort of like a Trojan horse. And the third shot is going to kickstart your immune system into self-destruction. Basically, the combination of these shots and what it does to you is just going to cause people to totally lose it physically, mentally, and be totally out of touch with their real self, the spirit. This is how evil this whole thing has been planned. Now, what does that have to do with democracy? Tell me.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Or freedom.
Well, this is what we're looking at with democracy, how the mob rules and manipulates the public so that they can maintain total control over them. And this Jackson affair was turning out to be a major event where you buy tickets to the funeral and all that. It's what's really amazing, because I did watch a little bit, only maybe 5 minutes, and I was really amazed at what I saw, because it was a circus. Instead of the Breton circus, where they're having everybody appeased over gladiator fights so they can make the people happy with vulgar, crude displays of violence, no, now it's a media circus, and they just hyped the heck out of this one. Now, what was really incredible, because everything you said, Don, this guy was clearly unbalanced, mentally unfit. He was sleeping with boys. And yet now, he's an idol. Let's forget all that. He was Michael Jackson. He was like a god. This guy was a phenomenon and all this nonsense. And it's like, hello, he was sleeping with boys every night. Number two, look at the guy. What did he do to himself? What was wrong with his mind that allowed himself to end up becoming what he ended up becoming? And it's real sick, Don, and it is a sad reflection right now on the American people that are indulging in all this, and it's very sick, and it's disgusting. It really is.
Yeah, it's like the lights are on, but only the janitor's home. And one reason why I brought that up is because they're giving the people this dichotomy still. Okay, after he got off on these charges, it should be forgotten, shouldn't it? I mean, if he's not guilty, let's forget it. I brought it up, so I'm just as guilty in that sense. But the reason I brought it up is because the media, in every other sentence, is saying, oh, Michael Jackson was such a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. He Neverland was such a beautiful retreat for indigent children, and he would bring these kids there, and they would have parties, and he would have clowns and balloons and gifts, and he was lavishing presents on them and taking their mind off of their problems. I guess the Jesus Jews helped that too. And then they turn around and they talk about the pedophilia. And then they go back to this, everybody's worshiping him, all these people, and then they go back again to the pedophilia. They've been doing this for 11 days. Do you see a pattern there?
Yeah, they're all crazy. They're all nuts.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as social conditioning, I mean, certainly it's locking people in a matrix.
Yes, Don, no question about what we're seeing here is the pattern of, look, everybody's deviant. Everybody's debased. Everybody's sick. Everybody's has pedophile desires or relationships, and it's okay. It's okay. Look at the talent the guy had. See, it's all okay. This is very revolting to me. It's real disgusting to see this behavior, and how those media whores all dressed up. They probably break down with a nervous condition if they broke a nail while the camera, you know. Oh, my God, a nail just broke. They couldn't get their hands dirty no matter what, these media whores. They're all pathetic losers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't watch them and pay any attention to them. And it's just very sad that when you turn on that boob tube, you see them every day. They're still there. And it's a very sad reflection on where our country is currently, and that's why I'm so disgusted by it. And I just don't understand how these people, with everything else going on in our country right now, how they allow themselves to get wrapped up with all that nonsense. But it's clear what the globalists or the communist, fascist, globalist cabal are trying to do. They're breaking us down with our morals, making us totally void of virtue, just full of vices, and telling it's good. It's fine. It's normal.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I get this overwhelming impression that they're gearing up for a race war, and that these events that are occurring with these celebrities dropping like flies is preying on people's sentimentalities, on their weaknesses, so that when they go through this grieving process, it's going to be, there'll be a withdrawal. All of a sudden it will stop. And then the event will take place. And then you'll get an opposite reaction. You'll get a bunch of people getting angry, turning against themselves or each other. And it'll be just as chaotic, but on the other end of the spectrum. I can see that, I can feel that, and that's why I feel it's important to talk about it. Not to make that the entire topic, just to say, you know, we have to, under the guise of this freedom that we're told we have, look at what's happening to our Constitution, look at what's happening to our laws, and then watch what they're doing and compare it to that. Now, you've got to ask yourself, and I'm not necessarily saying you, Michael. I know you ask yourself this every minute of the day. But the listeners out there have got to ask themselves how much of this they're willing to take. Or are they just going to sit back and let somebody else deal with it? Because, remember, we're all individually responsible for ourselves, aren't we?
Yes.
And then collectively, we're responsible for each other. It's a natural process. It's in nature. You and I talked about that on the last show, the connection that we have to nature, and that you can't run away from it.
Yeah, we're all related. We're all tied in this thing together.
And all of these devices are that they're using, you know, propaganda-wise, are designed to eventually just break down our barriers so that we become very self-centered. You see, there's a difference between taking responsibility for yourself and becoming self-centered. Everything they do causes you to shirk your responsibility and to cause you to become self-centered, greedy, arrogant, and let's say even antisocial, in a sense,
mm-hmm,
in
sure.
that you will exhibit the tendencies to discard what is natural, on a higher plane. All of this is low frequency stuff.
Oh yeah, antisocial. You see it all the time today. You know, approximately 30, 40, 50 years ago, the Americans, just about everywhere, they didn't lock their doors when they went out. And in the evening hours, in towns, villages where neighbors were close to each other, they sat out on their front porches and hung out and talked with each other. You don't see that anymore. Everybody knew everybody. And therefore they were involved with each other, helping out, pitching out. What do you got? Your car down? You need a hand? Sure, I'll be right over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it was. And you don't see much of that anymore. And so very antisocial, absolutely, Don. It's really sad to see how we de-evolved while the whole time we're in the illusion being told that we're evolving. We're getting better and better. We're better than any civilization in the past and all that hogwash. No, it's very sad to see all that. It truly is. It breaks my heart. But it's all temporary. Because the good Lord loves this country. The United States of America is the apple of His eye. And I am so happy that I know that. Because that keeps me going every day. Because I know what the Lord showed me, how much He cares for this country. What He did to get it started, to get it to be born and to grow, to start to mature, and all the interference coming about to try to stop Him from developing this great country, and whether it was right off the bat with inner fighting with the founding fathers, whether it was bringing in slaves to create a future problem for the country, whether it was treating the Native Americans terribly, which would also create future problems for the country, all becoming, you know, bad karma to some degree that the country would have to be held accountable to eventually. And getting around all that and still surviving, still managing to grow, staying intact as a union, and becoming a beacon for many, many people in other countries, and they came here legally. We had the New York Archbishop, Timothy Dolan, stroll through the area, Hudson Valley area, a couple weeks back, and I was looking at a headline clip of the visits into some of the churches in the areas, and while he was in Kingston, he was saying how we have to support these immigrants, and he's glad that the politicians of today weren't around when our great-great-grandparents came in. And implying that, well, they wouldn't have let our ancestors enter either. And it's like, listen, Mr. Catholic priest, first of all, I'm only second generation American. My grandparents came here, not my great or my great-great, just my grandparents came here. And when they came in here, they got checked for lice, they had to sign all kinds of documentation, they were established as legal citizens. And when they got here, they learned English. And they wanted to become Americans. They identified with the American heritage. And they loved it. And they became it. And now, this Catholic Church is telling us, oh, they're immigrants. We have to just let them in and accept them like they're us. Even though they're not coming in legally. And it's an invasion. And the Catholic Church is totally behind it. And so that was real clear to me. I point that out to everybody and say, read this. See what he's saying? These guys are our enemy. They're telling us, accept an invasion. Allow these people to displace you. Because when they come in droves like that, and they're coming in from a slave country where they have very low living standards, they work for nothing compared to us, who's going to start hiring them? I mean, will our employers prefer us with a higher standard of living, or will they will prefer to hire these slaves who will work for beans and rice and be content with that? Well, of course, these big corporations, that's all they want. And so here we are now with all these outside forces trying to destroy this union any way they can. Civil war, racial war, Don, absolutely. They've been trying to do that for decades. They're probably wondering in their smoke-filled dark rooms when they're kicking back with their parties and with all the pedophile activity, the young boys and young girls and the expense of prostitutes. And they're probably saying to themselves, I wonder what it's going to take to get them to have a race war here. I mean, we're doing everything we can to antagonize them, but yet they still don't do it. Boy, we're very surprised at that. And that's by the grace of God. Everybody's kept their cool when we've seen all kinds of crap, whether it's affirmative action. Well, this guy's going to get the job even though he doesn't qualify. Yes, you have shown more intelligence. I'm not saying what the race is. I'm just saying, yes, you have shown more intelligence. You have shown that you qualify for this job. You meet all the standards. For example, if you have New York troopers, had to be over 6 foot years ago. But no, now to let the minorities in, like usually Spanish, because they're generally short, we're going to lower that. Now they don't have to be 6 foot. It's like, hey, don't change that. Let all troopers be 6 foot. We don't. We like that.
Or you mean Hispanic rather than Spanish, because that would be from Spain.
Yes, that's true, Hispanic.
Okay. I got the point. I just wanted to clarify that, because you could have countered and said, no, I mean Spanish. So
No, I do mean Hispanic. That's right.
Okay.
And so, but, you know, I'm just using that as an example of attempts that were clearly designed to cause a lot of friction so that maybe sparks would ignite, and then they could have the kind of mayhem that they desire, so they can come in with the big jack boot and step on our heads and tell us it's martial law time, you're all out of control, mm-hmm. and we have to exert martial law now, because that's ultimately what they want, these globalists.
But let's call a spade a spade. They're out of control, right?
Right.
They're the ones that are out of control. We're the ones that should be declaring martial law on them, right?
Here, here.
And the illegal alien usurper in the White House should be the first one.
Here, here.
He's the leader, set the example.
Absolutely
or
right.
Or the other illegals.
Absolutely right. You start right there, and then you take everybody else that's associated with him, which would be the whole Congress, Senate, the judicial system. They're all keeping quiet on his illegitimacy, him being a foreigner. So they're all implicit, complicit, and guilty.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we pay into Social Security expecting upon our retirement that we're going to have that money there, which they've stolen anyway.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter that they bring others in for us to pay for as well. You see, that's what they're doing. Now, but the point is, the rules of the game were, you're going to get this money upon retirement, and you have to live on that money if you're unfortunate to be in a higher income bracket.
Sure.
So the fact that they've not only stolen the money, they're saying, look, we're going to bring more people, and you're going to have to work harder to support them, too. This is psychopathy. You know, this is total, oh, God.
Yeah, the insane are running the insane asylum. Sure. That's exactly what we have here. You know, and here's an example of how they're ripping everybody off with Social Security and all these retirement plans. IBM, for example, back around 85 when they came out with their IRA, the 401k plan, where basically IBM was going to match whatever savings you put into that savings plan. IBM would match it. So, wow, how lucrative. You can't go wrong. I'll keep putting a lot of money in, and when it's time for me to retire, I'm sitting good. So around 85 when they offered that, my dad was still an employer there. Most of his life, raising a family, when he became a dad, he was definitely an IBMer at that point. So he had an easy 30 years in with the company. So when they offered that, when they came out with that, my dad was still maybe 3-4 years in the company at that point in time. And this was IBM country around here back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Lower Hudson Valley, big IBM plants. East Fishkill had over 10,000 people on site, which is where I worked, as well as my dad. So my dad was really excited about that offer, that savings offer for retirement. So my dad goes, Mike, you got to take advantage of that. I wish they offered that to me when I was starting off in a company like you. And I said, Dad, I wish they offered that to you too, because you would enjoy it. It would be there for you. But it's not going to be there for me. I'm not going to give them a penny, because, of course, you can't touch it. Once you commit to that plan, you cannot touch it. It's only you won't get it until about 25, 30 years later. If you try to cancel that plan and take whatever you can at some point in time prematurely, they will severely penalize you, which will discourage you from even wanting to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the catch about that whole thing. And everybody's today's caught up in some kind of plan like that, I'm sure. And the Lord showed me right on the spine. Says, no, Mike, it's not going to be there for you. I got other plans for you. So I told my dad, I said, Dad, all the money I'm making from IBM, I'm investing in me. I'm not giving them a penny. My dad never stand me. And that one really, was crazy. Now, just a few weeks ago, I got a friend with about 25 years in IBM.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came up to speed about a year ago, finally, with this New World Disorder activity and the traitor activity coming out of our government to destroy the United States, he finally got wise to financial security and also health protection. And so he went to make a move on his 401k. And start to take whatever he could and deal with the penalty. He was almost mature. He only had a few more years to go. And they told him, you can't touch it. We're not giving you a penny. You got it. We're not giving you a penny. We'll tell you when it's time. We'll give it to you in dribs and drabs.
Which is the case going on today.
That's right.
I mean, it's gotten much worse, actually.
They're looting. You
know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's outright organized crime is all it is.
It's plain and simple. It's and, racketeering.
Yeah, and they've got the media out front beating the drums of prosperity and change and all these, you know, this iconic worship
We're at the bottom. Everything's going to start to improve.
It's become so mindless to watch these people.
Sure.
No one questions where these people come from either. You know, they're changing them as often as you wish some people would change their socks, you know, or their underwear.
Absolutely. That's because they're trying to find the one with the most charisma that can influence us enough where they can really get us back into their grip again. And that's why I think there's always a rapid turnover with these media whores, because that's all they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're high-paid whores to sell us the BS lies, and that's what they do. And that's a prostitute.
And you wonder, or people wonder, why cases aren't heard in court, like the where's the birth certificate issue, and they're trying cases on TV.
Exactly.
On news channels and these programs that they're designed to sway public opinion and again, just like what's going on in the movies. Watch the pattern too. Just observe. Don't leave your TV on and sit there and become mesmerized and affected by all the negative technology.
But
just watch, you know, channel surf.
And yeah, how they operate.
Yeah, from channel to channel and land on a movie channel once in a while, okay? And watch how they go through 3 or 4 days straight of showing nothing but cowboy movies. Then they go to John Wayne or, you know, Pearl Harbor, Midway type movies featuring guys like Henry Fonda and you know, the
Oh, yeah, the whole cast. Of,
the
yeah,
well-known the, actors, okay?
That's Robert Mitchum.
Yeah.
And plenty of other old actors, sure.
Then they go into disaster films. You've got Earthquake and Airplane and Volcano, this, and just nonstop. Then they go into
Asteroid.
Alien movies. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then not monster movies, alien movies. Now, today, they're into the paranormal, showing stuff like the Amityville Horror and that. They go through these cycles, and they're calling these classic movies. These movies haven't even been out long enough to be called classics.
Right.
Something from last year can be a classic. And
right.
they're taking turns showing these movies. You'll see them move from one network to another and showing them like clockwork on all the networks. So
yeah.
The regular viewers at each network get to see the same films.
Exactly.
It's
right.
not because the films are popular, it's because it's part of the propaganda, you see?
Sure it is.
They're building up these belief systems on these illusions, and you wonder why people don't consider what's happening to the country. Consider what's happening to the law. Considering what they're doing. When they want to silence a talk show host, they have to create 1,400 pages of documents and hide it somewhere within there.
Right.
On page 828 or, you know,
make it in.
Some obscure place where nobody's going to read it anyway.
That's
okay?
Right.
They're just
going to
turn around and pass this law. But I'll tell you, they can write put all the chicken scratch on paper they want. It's not going to silence me.
It's not going to silence any of us, Don. We're born Americans, pal. We are Native Americans, just like the original indigenous Native Americans. We're brothers and sisters to them now. We're Natives. And we're born in a land that gave us freedoms that no other people ever had. We don't know what it's... Let me put it this way. We will never accept chains. We may know what chains are like. I was working hard at a young age, a laborer all the time. That was slave work, but it was okay. It was all part of the experience of work and work ethics and climbing a ladder of success. You got to start at the bottom of the ladder. Unlike all these losers today that want to be president as soon as they graduate high school, they all think they're president material. They want to get right to the top of the ladder without starting at the bottom rung, which is quite hilarious. And so, yes, we will never accept that. It's impossible. But nonetheless, they're trying. And to follow up with how the media, again, Don, how they just keep pumping out the same verbiage all the time in repetitive cycles, and yet, when, like, just the other day, Pat Buchanan was on a show. It was about global warming, and the female commentator was asking him his opinion of the global warming thing. And as he got into it, Obama's, was it the cap and trade? Or, as I heard a great caller on RBN say earlier, I think he called it cap and seal. <You know?
laughs>
They're going to shut us right down is what they're going to do. And so Pat Buchanan was saying, look, right now, most of the real scientists in the world are disproving global warming. It's not legitimate. It's
mm-hmm.
nonsense. And then all of a sudden, this female commentator, this news prostitute, immediately acted like she didn't hear a word Pat said and just went back to her propaganda lines that she had to read off the teleprompter, how, you know, global warming is a serious issue and we have to do something about it and all this crap.
And he didn't interject anything back. He didn't retort back. Didn't you hear a word I said?
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, what happens when you do that with them, Don? Don't they lower your mic and go to commercial and next thing you know, we have a new guest now?
Fine, but at least you get the word out before that happens. That's the whole point.
Yes.
You know, now those of us that see... And obviously you saw it, you just described it, you used that as a perfect example of how relentless they are with this propaganda. Do they really think that we take this stuff seriously? Now, I'm not by any means encouraging people to sit there and watch TV. I have an obligation just to be aware of what they're doing. And
yes,
that's the only reason I pay attention to that.
That's
you know?
Right.
And it's ridiculous.
You know. I'm sorry, Don. I just want to emphasize, study the enemy. Understand what makes them tick. And then we'll be way ahead of them.
Yeah. That's what I brought out at the top of the show when I said I just had a wonderful day of research today, discovering that they were actually using my research to try to correct their stories in the obfuscation of who these clowns are.
And they didn't give you any credit either.
And they didn't give me attribution, you know. It's actually copyright infringement at this point. Oh, my God. So
it's hilarious.
It is.
But look how obvious it all is. It's so obvious.
Yeah. I've said numerous times that they are the ones that are controlled, you see.
They're the
ones that are fearful. And just like the cockroaches, I could see the lights come on and the cockroaches run when I discovered these anomalies.
And that's right, Don. And they're the selfish ones out of any of us, because they want to be hoarse. They are afraid to lose that cushy job where they can get their nails done every day or once a week, don't have to get dirty, don't have to cook, don't have to clean. That's laziness. And regardless of what the truth is and how it's going to manipulate other people and impact their lives in negative ways and ruin them, they don't care about that. It's just me. I need this great job. And in fact, I want to have that guy's job next year. And so I'm going to have to suck up to my boss more so I can take that other guy's job next year. And they're pathetic. They're losers. They're disgusting.
Yeah. Well, Michael, we're out of time. It's been interesting. We covered a lot of stuff. I may have pulled us a bit out of, you know, the arena, but I think, you know, we have to pay attention to what's going on today, too. We can't absorb ourselves in historical documents and not put them in the context of what's happening today.
Absolutely, Don. And we still, nonetheless, I think we made it clear that independence is what this country is all about. And it shouldn't be one day a year, people. It's 365. Freedom isn't free. We have to fight for it every day.
Well said. I couldn't have said it better. Well, I could. I could just say we have to fight every day. How's that? No, I'm just joking.
No, that's right.
All right. Well, I want to encourage the listening audience, those of you who are looking for some really great herbs, check out Michael Anthony's page on my sponsors page. Go to directlightproductions.com, click on sponsors, then click on Michael Anthony. And especially with summer, you got to check out his dragon juice. It's really a kick in the pants when you're run down, and it's very refreshing, especially with global warming occurring. Mike, I want to thank you for being on the show, and you're going to be with us again next week. So we'll pick up this topic some more. If we have to extend the 4th of July Independence Day week throughout the whole year, we'll do it.
That's right. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the independence attitude and feeling alive every chance we can. I love that.
Yeah, and the vibe, too. The vibe helps.
Right.
Okay. I look forward to next week's show with you. Join us tomorrow night when our special guest will be none other than my publisher, editor from the Idaho Observer, Mr. Don Harkins. We've got a lot to share tomorrow night. Not going to want to miss that show. In the meantime, special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.
God bless.